Wonderful place in the whole world.
Sabu the Jungle Boy.
Look at this doll. Isn't she pretty?
You know what this reminds me of? That Christmas morning Shirley Temple spent at that rich kid's house in Haiti. Remember that?
Grandmother! Grandmother, please! I want to go home, Grandmother! I want to go home!
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Do you think you could help us?
I'll try.
No. I don't think you understand. No. I'm looking for birthday gifts for my two little twin nieces.
Oh, sure.
They're beautiful little girls, and I want to buy a lovely gift for them that will cost me no more than $2.50.
You want the cheap stuff.
That's the way you want to put it.
Roger the robot, every kid's pal. Hey, Cheryl, come over here and look at this thing.
Shh. Just be quiet in a place like this.
Yeah, but you gotta see this thing, man. I'm telling you.
Please shut up.
She's no fun. Okay, push his buttons and he'll follow you anywhere. Okay, Roger, I'll be your pal. Come here. Holy gee, look at that stuff. Right arm, down. Left arm, down. Head. Oh, jeez! This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. Cheryl, get over here. You gotta see this.
Laverne, he's gonna wrap them for them. I got them the cutest little gift called a cootie bug.
They get the cootie bug.
And then you stick the...
Roger, meet Shirley. Shirley, Roger. Okay, Rod, shake hands with Cheryl.
Give me that shirt.
I had a turn, Annie. You had a turn. Okay, let me see. Arm down. Oh, my goodness. Turns around. Oh, isn't that the cutest little thing? And
forward.
move real slow and don't move my neck at all, I'm fine.
Oh, you know, you really ought to go and see the doctor.
I don't want to see a doctor, Mr. Bunny.
Well, I know. I'm going to get somebody down here who's really going to make you happy.
Who are you going to get? Is it going to be a guy? Oh, I know who you're going to get. I know.
Hello, Laverne.
How you doing? How are you?
I'm Mr. Getwell.
Oh, I love those little eyes and nose.
Yeah, well, you know, you've been such a good girl, not whining or anything like you usually do, that Mr. Getwell is going to treat you to a little song. Oh, I had a little chicken and it wouldn't lay an egg, so I bore it up, watered every little chicken's leg, and the little chicken hollered, and the little chicken begged, and the dumb little chicken laid a hard-boiled egg, because all the blood is rushing to Mr. Getwell's head, and it's giving him a throbbing pain.
Girl, help me to the couch.
Explain something to me. Will you just explain something to me?
Why is life constantly spitting in our faces, huh?
Oh, no. That's the chicken soup. I dribbled it all over me.
That's not what I'm talking about. Look at this. This morning, we go down to the toy store and try and buy birthday gifts for two sweet little girls. And what happens to us? Some cockamamie robot goes haywire. He tries to have his way with you. Lean back onto my hip. And he pounds your head into the ground. Bride of Frankenstein, and we owe the toy store $120. Now, if that don't take the cake, Laverne, I don't know what does. I'll get it.
No, I'll get it.
No, yes?
Hello. Yes? My name is Robert Markland. Yes. I'm a lawyer.
Oh, dear. The toy store's sending a toy.
Oh, no, they didn't send me. Danny, the guy on the corner that sells the newspapers, sent me. He told me that somebody had trouble in a toy store, and I think I can help you.
Oh, Laverne, there's an attorney here. He says he can help us.
Yeah, I want to see him. Get me up. I want to see him.
Okay.
Here you go.
Mr. Markland, this is Laverne DeFazio. This is Mr. Markland.
Oh! That's some big lawyer there.
You must have been in the accident, too. It marred your whole face.
That's Mr. Getwell. It's just one humiliation after another, isn't it?
Tell me, is your neck stiff?
Oh, boy, it hurts to beat the band.
Yeah, let me put this collar on it.
Is that going to make me feel better?
Who knows, but keep it on and don't take it off till after we're finished suing the toy company.
Suing the toy company? No, I don't think so. You see, we've got enough people angry with us as it is, and we owe $120 to the toy store. We don't want
anybody. Yeah, they gave us this bill this morning.
Hey, forget about this.
Can he do that?
That's some lawyer. You mean if we sue the toy company, then we don't have to pay that bill?
That's right.
That's great.
Oh, yes, except that I don't think that we'll be able to pay you.
Don't worry about that. I just get one-third of what we get from the toy company. And we're going to sue them for $100,000.
Oh.
$100,000.
Creepiest looking thing I've ever seen. Hello. Arms for the poor.
Oh, Laverne, earn just a couple of bucks to help out a couple of lost souls on a road to no place.
What are you doing? You know I ain't got no money.
Oh, come on. We heard you're getting $100,000 and we want our share.
Yeah, all we want is $5,000. You know, then you won't have to see us for a couple of weeks.
You understand English? I ain't got no money.
Gee, are you selfish? Well, we ain't leaving here until we get our cut.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah? You want to bet?
Yeah.
I'm going to bet.
Don't give her an inch.
I ain't giving her
an inch. You leave him alone.
Get up and leave me alone.
Come on. Get up the cheek.
My neck moved.
Did not. It's right there under your head.
No. I can move my neck. Look at that. You guys helped me move my neck. Thanks, Squid. Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, guys. Thanks a whole lot.
Think nothing of it.
No. Think something of it. Now that we cured you, we really got a reason for that money. The 5,000's out. We want 10,000.
Guys, there ain't going to be any money because now I don't have to sue. Look at this.
Oh, boy, is that gratitude for you.
All right, Lenny. All right. These are desperate times. We'll just have to take our brain and put it into our own hands.
You want to do that outside, boys?
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is we're going to hold our own accident. And it's going to be the biggest accident this town has ever seen.
Great. What should I wear?
I wouldn't be in such a hurry to drop your case. They're going to make you pay $120.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true, Carmine. But what can we do? We can't go to court. Her neck is okay.
Sure, it's okay now. But how about 6 months from now? Who knows how she'll feel then? I mean, these things can flare up when you least expect it.
Yeah, I could flare.
Sure, and when you do, you'd be stuck with all the doctor bills. And then what? Forget it. It's too late. You can't do nothing. So if you want to be safe, protect yourself right now.
Well, maybe Carmine's right. I mean, didn't you have a relative that got into a car accident or something?
My Aunt Moselle?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, when she totaled the vegetable truck, wrapped it around the telephone pole.
Yeah.
It's true. She felt good the next day. And bingo, 6 months later, she could not perform her wifely duties.
You mean she couldn't cook and clean?
Hey, it's no wonder they're always so cranky.
Oh, those wifely duties. I got it now. I didn't get it before.
Well, that's it. We're going to court.
Please, state your full name.
Shirley Feeney.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the middle name.
Shirley Wilhelmina Feeney.
Order! Order!
Grandmother's name.
Not so funny now, is it?
Miss Feeney, you are the roommate of Mr. Fazio.
Yes, I am, and proud of it.
Just yes or no, Miss Feeney?
Yes, I am, and proud of it.
Isn't it safe to say that Mr. Fazio is basically a dishonest person?
I object.
Your Honor, I merely intend to establish background which will give motivation for the attack on Roger the Robot.
Objection overruled. Answer the question.
Laverne is extremely honest.
Remember, you're in a court of law.
Fairly honest.
You mean that she has never taken anything that wasn't hers?
A bottle of beer, street sign, larks, whims, childish pranks.
Uh-huh. Well, what about the forklift?
That was a large childish prank. We were on a scavenger hunt.
So now we've established that she is a thief.
What?
Now, hasn't Mr. Fazio also been known to cheat?
No, absolutely not. Never.
Now, careful, Miss Feeney. Or do I have to call your old history teacher, Mrs. Chomsky?
Mrs. Chomsky! Hi, how you doing?
Oh, that's good. I remember that.
This is just like this is your life.
Sit down.
Story connected with all this. You see, Laverne hadn't studied for the test, so I let her copy just a little.
Oh, so you cheated too. Oh, you would lie and cheat to help your friend.
No,
you would lie and cheat like you're doing right now about this innocent robot.
Yes, I mean, no, I would.
Let's face it, aren't the two of you just a couple of chiselers who are trying to hop a free ride at the toy company's expense? Answer me.
Objection, counsel is badgering the witness.
Yeah, don't badger, or else I'm gonna...
You're gonna what? You're gonna hit me? Now, that's very interesting. I thought you said you could hardly move. You may step down. You're a witness.
But you see, justice was served because both of us flunked that test.
That'll be all, Miss Feeney.
In fact, you see, we almost flunked the course. We almost didn't graduate.
I cracked just like on Perry Mason.
Great witness. 5 more minutes, you would have confessed to the Lindbergh kidnap.
Leave her alone. She did her best. That guy was just too tricky for her.
Okay, you won the battle, so we'll change strategy. I'm going to put you on the stand.
Wait. You said I didn't have to do nothing except wear this neck brace and sit here and look pathetic.
And you did it well.
Thank you.
Now just get on the stand and answer yes to all my questions.
Just say yes. Wait, does that mean that I'm going to have to lie?
Trust me. I'm your lawyer.
Yeah.
It's the system.
Yeah, but am I going to have to lie?
It's all part of the system.
I think he wants me to lie, Cheryl.
Don't lie.
I call my first witness Laverne DeFazio.
I just wanted to go up and go up. But what wanted to go up? He said I didn't have to go up there.
As you can see, Your Honor, she is completely incapacitated.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I can't hear you, Miss DeFazio.
Okay.
Now, is your name Laverne DeFazio?
Yes.
And were you attacked by that robot?
Yes.
Since that attack, isn't it true that you have been in constant agony and have not had one moment without pain? A simple yes will do.
Answer the question, Miss DeFazio.
Well, you see, I
all you have to say is yes. $100,000. I repeat, haven't you been in constant agony since your accident?
No.
Yay! Bravo!
Would you like to tell us the truth, Miss DeFazio?
Yeah. I went to the toy store where Roger the robot lives, and I did push his buttons and everything. And then the next thing I know, he goes crazy and grabs me by the neck. I mean, we don't want anything we don't deserve. See, the only thing we were really interested in and worried about was the $120. You see, that's a heck of a lot of money to people like us. And, well, you may not know this, but we live in a cellar. And we would really
Let's
like to...
Let's get live. On with the truth, Mr. Foster.
Yeah, well, my neck was real, real sore at first. But then it started feeling a lot better and... Well, I guess in the long run, I will be able to perform my wifely duties.
Well, that about wraps things up. Now, if everybody just would like to follow us, we'll have pound cake and coffee at our house.
Don't move! Miss DeFazio has just admitted she's a bald-faced liar. Now, we intend to sue for damages.
What? For damages?
You're absolutely right. These girls lied to me also.
Oh, you...
I withdrew from this case. I didn't know they were thieves. You are in big trouble. Step down.
What are you talking about?
I'm
you
talking
want to
about
be...
Your I didn't
say
anything.
I didn't wear it. You're in big trouble.
Now, I ain't stepping nowhere. So this is the system, huh? This guy, with all his tricky talk, tries to get my best friend here to say things she doesn't even mean. And this old tubby here, who's supposed to be on our side, wants me to get up on this stand and lie. So I came up on this here stand and I told the truth. And what happens? I'm the one who ends up in trouble. Well, if this is your system, sir, I think your system stinks.
That's my stinks!
Order! Order! Both the attorneys come into my chamber and bring that robot.
Boy, we never should have come to this court. It's not a place for people like us. We can't win nothing. And this whole thing is blown up right in our faces.
I know, I know.
Do you know that the judge could send us away to the big house, huh?
For what? We didn't do anything.
Well, attempted lying. That's good for 5 to 10 years.
Oh.
Assault on a robot? God knows what you get for that one.
All rise.
They killed the robot! They killed Roger!
Miss DiPazio, please approach the bench.
Can my friend come with me?
No.
Yes.
Get up. Out of our way.
I have made some of my own tests with Roger the robot, and they prove conclusively that it is a defective and dangerous toy. He's lucky I only ripped his head off. The court rules in favor of Laverne DiFazio.
I said anything bad about your system.
Oh.
Are we still going to get the $100,000?
No. But you don't have to pay the $120 to the toy company.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And the toy company will be responsible for all your medical bills. Now, that's what you really wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's
just great. But we could have used the $100,000.
You see, girls, the system works. Not always smoothly, but that's the fault of those who abuse it. Like your attorney, who will meet in my chambers after court. Case is closed.
Oh.
Hey.
I like doing that.
This court business is all right. I mean, look at how this turned out. Two little people stand up to a big toy company and we win. We won. Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't that make you feel great?
But we didn't get no $100,000.
Well,
yeah, but think, Cheryl, think. Think of what we could have done with $100,000.
We could have gone on the Wisconsin cheese tasting tour.
Gosh. We could move to Kenosha.
Next case, please.
Squigman and Kosnowski versus the Blammo Fireworks Company.
Will you get them out of here? This is the third time they've been in this week.
No, this is really good, though. He's got internal bleeding. Check his pockets.